Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Did you know that God has called us to a life of upbuilding, and that we're His chosen vessels to such a grand purpose? In the divinely established principles of contrast, where all about us is the constant conflict, division, strife, and contention, hatred, judgment, rejection, and tearing down, we, you and I, are His contrasting instruments of reconciliation, peace, love, grace, acceptance, and upbuilding. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 14, verse 19, follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherewith one may edify another. The English word edify just simply means build up. In fact, you can see the word edifice in edify and edification, and edifice just means a structure or a building. Paul lays out our divine course. We're to follow peace and edify each other. Obviously, we are not to do so to the detriment of truth, for there can be no true peace or edification apart from truth, but we're to be in constant pursuit of peace and edification. This is our lofty aim given to us by God. Listen carefully again to Paul's words. Follow after the things which make for peace and the things wherewith one may edify another. You know, opposition to the truth is divisive enough on its own. So Paul pleads with us to actively seek out the divine path of peace and upbuilding. To the Romans, he wrote in chapter 12, verse 18, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, he says, let all things be done unto edifying. Paul tells the body of Christ that it is to edify itself in love, Ephesians 4, 16. He tells us that what comes out of our mouths should be that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Edification, or building up, is the opposite of destruction, which is tearing down. Two times in writing to the saints at Corinth, Paul, talking about his own divine authority as an apostle, says that it was for edification and not for destruction. After all, he had told that his purpose was that there would be edification in all things. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19, we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edification. Even Paul did not seek dominion over their faith, but desired to be helpers of their joy. Well, if that's the heart and ministry of Paul, the apostle, then surely it should be our heartfelt aim as well. Paul says, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. And there is a lot in us, isn't there? Paul tells us that the Father's in us, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. He tells us that His Son's in us, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Boy, I'd say those are rich, abundant, unexhausting resources of overflowing love, grace, peace, and edification. You know, the world's a desperate place. It's in dire need of the contrast of encouragement, the contrast of peace, the contrast of love. So many empty, hurting, rejected, broken lives. Paul's passion was to live constructively and not destructively. He wanted to build up, not to tear down. His actions were bold, but they were not mindless. They were thoughtful and with purpose for the use of edifying. Paul also knew that divine building up was to only be found in faith. He told Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:1-4, godly edifying which is in faith. And of course, faith comes from the Word of God. Therefore, Paul actively and boldly taught the truth, doing so in the grand context of love, grace, peace, and edification. In fact, he revealed to us that the body of Christ actually edifies itself in love. And he said that in doing so, we would be ministers of grace. You know, we should be the ones building up when others are tearing down. We should be the ones who are receiving while others are rejecting. We should be the ones who are shielding others from the stones being thrown. Edification is the divine process of encouraging one to true freedom in Christ through the indispensable means of faith, love, and grace. These are the powerfully constructive principles of edification, and God wants to bring them to bear on the details of our daily life. Let's always remember that God has chosen us to be the vessels of His upbuilding, not His tearing down. Let's not join the world in its role of tearing down. Instead, let's be the Father's instruments of love and peace. It's our divine calling. One of my favorite songs is called The Mind of Christ. There's a line, a wonderful line in that song that says, to build up when others tear down. Every time I listen to this song, it moves me to tears. Tears of joy, of course. So now, for your edification and enjoyment, here's Ricky Skaggs singing a wonderful song, The Mind of Christ.
To receive when others reject, to treat each one with true respect, to shield when others throw stones, to be with one who's all alone, to think and choose to see the very best. To live like this is nothing less than to possess the mind of Christ, my highest goal, the Lord's delight, the desire of my soul. The Father's heart will always guide my life. If I will have in me the mind of Christ. To build up when others tear down, to seek the lost until they're found, to give grace where it's needed most, rejecting pride when others boast, to sacrifice my all without regret. To live like this is nothing less than to possess the mind of Christ, my highest goal, the Lord's delight, the desire of my soul. The Father's heart will always guide my life. If I will have in me the mind of Christ, highest cause. The Lord's delight, the desire of my soul. The Father's heart will always guide my life. If I will have in me the mind.